Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 25th, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 2nd, 2003.
Continuing with our questions from Gibby, Nazarene, are the stories of Count de Saint Germain true? If so, did he attend the wedding there where you turned the water into wine? And did he know your grandmother, as he allegedly claimed?
Gibby, Saint Germain tends to exaggerate, but in these particular circumstances, he is not exaggerating. Yes, he was at the wedding feast in Canaan when I turned the water into wine. And yes, he did know my grandmother, and as far as my grandfather was concerned, he knew her a little too well. But he was a traveler. He got around and got into quite a few places and knew an awful lot of people. He seemed to be drawn to those places where there were things going on. He was at the crucifixion. He met Demetrius in Rome when Demetrius was having one of his problems and was actually helpful to them, though Demetrius does not like him very well. It has, you know, gone on for centuries that this man has been around. His longevity has caused him to see a lot of things and know a lot of things. But we get along all right, but he doesn't particularly care for the kingdom of God. He stays other places most of the time. But Saint Germain is real. He's been around for a long time. He's seen a lot of things and done a lot of things. And he is one of those people that is a strange phenomena in our world. We have others, too, that are strange phenomena in our world that don't actually belong in our world. It would probably be better if they were someplace else. But as long as they are here and behaving themselves and not causing any trouble, we leave them alone and let them live their lives.
Whoa, that's really something, Nazarene. I'm glad I won't be around that long, just as long as it's long enough to do what needs to be done. He must have been some fascinating character. Wonder if he was cute, too.
With all the little problems he left everywhere he went, Alora, the ladies must have thought he was.
We'll be back after the break.
God here, talking to you through Speaker Gerald Pauly. Our good friends Kevin and Bean at KROQ in Los Angeles say their radio station is the world-famous K-Rock. But I'll tell you something else. It's also damn hot in the kingdom of God. Everybody listens to it in my kingdom and enjoys it very much. You should, too. And it's even online, so you can listen anywhere. The following message was sent to K-Rock in Los Angeles, August 3rd, 2007. Greetings, guys. God here. I must tell you, I am absolutely appalled by Hillary Clinton's attacks on Senator Obama because he has said that he would not use atomic bombs in the war on terror. He would not use them to attack bin Laden or others. This is positively right. The man is positively right. There is no way that you should use atomic bombs in this situation, only conventional weapons. Eventually, if you used atomic bombs on one of these people, you would end up killing some of your own people in time, no matter what you did. So the use of atomic weapons in this situation is absolutely unthinkable, and the man is absolutely right. And Clinton is showing how despisable she is and how evil she is by even suggesting that the use of atomic weapons would be acceptable. People have to wake up and understand how evil this woman is, that she would even suggest the use of atomic weapons, show that she has no mercy, no character whatsoever. She is a creature of profound darkness, and I wish people would understand that. I might not agree with the dear senator myself, but he is right in this situation, and he must be supported, and the world must speak out and say, this man is right. The use of atomic weapons is unthinkable.
We'll be back again.